free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, September the 12th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look today at rights post-9/11. We're also going to have Mark Moreno joining us on the show, Climate Depot. We're going to talk about the rising tide of the Soylent Greens. Yeah, the new Green Party, they're coming after your meat. They're suggesting that maybe we might even turn to eating each other. We've got a lot of various ethicists and college professors seriously suggesting that cannibalism is just, you know, one of those cultural aberrations that we don't engage in. You know, just like pedophilia is a cultural aberration that we don't engage in that, other things like that. So this is the way our society is headed. If we don't understand the basis of our rights and our privacy, we're also going to be talking to Michael Bolton from the 10th Amendment Center. We'll be talking about how do we guarantee our human rights post 9/11? How do we do that? How can we avoid being panicked into a system where we go running to government for safety every time there is a tragedy? And yes, it was a tragedy. We cannot ignore the loss of human life. And yet, if we want to do something about it, isn't it important that we understand exactly what happened on 9/11? That's why we spent so much time on that yesterday. Had an amazing call from a fellow who was there in Tower 2. Mr. DeSantis called in and talked about his experience there, both on that day, the reckless disregard for life, and the disregard for life that our government showed immediately following it. And in the decades following it, as the people that they told, that's okay, just go back in the streets, it's fine, nothing to worry about. Deliberately and knowingly putting people's lives at risk, and then not helping people who got sick. I mean, it's not just the 3,000 people who died there, let's understand that. And it's not just what happened in New York. There were a lot of aspects of 9/11 that showed the hand of government behind that. And if we ignore that, if we ignore what really happened on 9/11, if we let them out of our fear for our lives, sympathy for those who have lost their loved ones, if we let them railroad us into a fake solution that they had prepared beforehand, that is not an acceptable conclusion. So how do we roll this back? And the answer, folks, I'll give you a clue. Spoiler alert, the answer is not in Washington. You're not going to get Washington to give up any of that power that they've got. Absolutely isn't going to happen. So we're going to talk to Michael Bolton from the 10th Amendment Center. We're going to talk about the beard that they use to continue to infringe on our rights. And we're really going to talk about what rights are. This is a term that is bandied about, and there are two very different definitions of rights out there. For example, Occasional Cortex is now saying that it is barbarism that the U.S. does not guarantee a right to housing. And so we're going to talk about this back and forth. We had Alyssa Milano challenge Ted Cruz, and they met for a televised debate on Tuesday. We'll tell you a little bit about what was said there. Very surprising admission by Alyssa Milano. She's actually has guns herself for safety. How about that? And from Ted Cruz, he is basically talks about the Second Amendment as being something that is used to defend yourself. Yes, that is a legitimate right. It is something that you can find. And she says, well, where are these God-given rights? As I tweeted out when that happened, I said, would she really care? You know, show me in the Bible where that's a God-given right. Would she care if I showed her that in the Bible? It's important that we give people an answer, but would she really care? Would she care if I showed that to her in the Constitution and Bill of Rights? Does she recognize any of those things as authority? All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Happy's is a tincture that you take under the tongue. They've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happy's is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. And your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happy's, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happy's today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, September the 12th, year of our Lord 2019. It's time to wake up, America. I'm David Knight. I want to talk to you right now about what these various things have in common. Let's talk about this. E-cigs, 5G, vaccines, and 9/11 dust. What do those things have in common? Well, you know, in spite of all of the pious displays that we saw, offering sympathy to the victims, the families of victims, and so forth on 9/11, we've seen a callous disregard for people who are still dying and suffering because of government lies on 9/11. Not the lies about what actually happened, but the lies about what was going to happen to them if they went into the streets. As Mr. DeSantis pointed out yesterday, one of the people who is suffering from this, who knows many people who have died from cancer and various other things, as you look at all the different illnesses that have happened to the people who were told that it was safe for them to go back out there. It's not just the people that they killed with the collapse of the towers. Or at the Pentagon. It's the lies about what was going to happen to people. Total disregard for people's health. Because when there is, when you have power and profit to be made, it's worth it, right? Someday, I know as a Christian, these people will be held accountable. Maybe not in this world, but they will have to answer for it. They believe right now that it was worth it. They don't really care. And there's callous disregard for human life, and it isn't just for foreign human life. We talk about these endless wars that we've had afterwards, but also the wars that they had before that. As we talked about that yesterday. Madeleine Albright saying, 500,000 children starved to death because of sanctions that we put on. Yeah, that's worth it. Don't care. Well, what did she achieve with that, right? 500,000 deaths of children? That doesn't faze her at all. These people are, they operate as if they are some kind of a different species. You aren't the same as them. You are a lowly cockroach. As Henry Kissinger said about men in the military, you know, they're just animals. We just use them. They see you as lab rats. But quite frankly, they do. And they will treat you as such. So let's take a look at e-cigs. And now we have the Trump administration ready to put out a ban on flavored e-cigarettes. Health and Human Secretary Alex Azar says this is supposedly an outbreak. Be careful when the mainstream media starts on a narrative about outbreaks of things. And actually, you know, more people have been killed, actually, if this is true. Again, I don't know. This is coming from the mainstream media. We've had 6 people killed, they say, from e-vaping related lung disease. That may be true. Nobody has died, by the way, in America from the outbreak of measles and vaccines. So we'll talk about the vaccines as well coming up here. An amazing statement by RFK Jr. there in California. You've got to hear this in its entirety, and we'll give it to you. Well, not its entirety. He spoke for like 20 minutes, but I'm going to give you about 5 minutes of it. But they're saying that the outbreak of a mysterious lung disease has killed at least 6 people. Well, if they say it's mysterious, maybe they don't know exactly what happened here. But I just want to ask you, if you think the answer to everything is a law, a federal law, right? That used to be kind of a joke when I was growing up. There ought to be a law against that. Well, now there is a law against that. There's a law against everything. Don't make a federal case out of it. Well, all of these laws are federal laws. They're all made a federal case out of it. Let me ask you, how many people die in bathtubs? Well, on average, it's about 1 per day. A little bit more than that this last year. How many people die in cars every day? See, if we start to go down this road, well, somebody died because they engaged in some activity, so it's got to be prohibited. We'll never stop. Life is dangerous. But it gets even more dangerous when you take away our liberty. Because then what you do is you turn our government into terrorists. And that's basically what has happened after 9/11. Our government has turned into a terrorist. And so I would also ask, how many people die from federally approved big pharmaceutical drugs every day? Well, you know, I think it's, I don't remember the number. I want to say 600,000 people die a year from hospital treatments. I don't know if that's hospital treatments and or pharmaceutical drugs by themselves, but it's in the hundreds of thousands. And then how many people die from big tobacco? Right? You know, one of the things that was very effective, you look at alcohol prohibition, that didn't work. You look at drug prohibition, or the drug war, doesn't matter whether it's marijuana, whether it's cocaine or heroin or anything like that, right? And we had some new forms that were created thanks to drug prohibition. It gave rise to things like meth, which were invented because it was profitable and people were looking for a way to get high. And the people who are selling you drugs, if they're just criminals in the black market, they have absolutely no restraints put on them, none whatsoever. So we look at that, and alcohol and drug prohibition were completely ineffective. However, when the government tried to educate people about the risks involved with tobacco, that was effective. That did reduce tobacco use. They didn't go to full-on prohibition. And one of the reasons they didn't go to full-on prohibition is because the tobacco lobby had a lot of money in Washington. But interestingly enough, the tact of taking education rather than prohibition was more effective. Now, Politico had an article a couple of days ago. Juul threw millions of dollars at Washington, and it hasn't bought them much. And I would say that's because they got outbid by big tobacco. That's really what we're seeing here, folks. When you see the Trump administration prohibiting e-cigarettes and still allowing tobacco, for example, it's the same thing that happens when the FDA under Trump prohibits using your own stem cells, which, by the way, there's no allegations that anybody died from that. It's safe. It's effective. It's far, far, far cheaper than what the big pharmaceutical companies have. But the big pharmaceutical companies lobbied Washington to make that happen. And if you don't think that's the issue, I mean, we're going to play. We don't have enough time for RFK Jr.'s amazing speech calling out the hypocrisy of the California Democrats enforcing vaccines. But just take a look at 5G, for example. How will 5G change your life? Asks Deutsche Bank. Right? Well, they look at it from a dollars and cents standpoint. They said, well, $160 billion is being invested annually in the construction of 5G networks. You think it'll happen if that kind of money's behind it? Of course it will. Deutsche Bank expects 5G to contribute $2.2 trillion to the global economy in the coming 15 years. That's just a little less than the size of the entire United Kingdom economy. And they say the biggest concern is, though, that there is no killer app that is waiting to be implemented here. So there's not, you know, this is a technology for which they don't really have something that compels people to do it, right? It's kind of like the home computer. It wasn't until you had VisiCalc come up with a spreadsheet that people started saying, oh, I could use that for my small business, and started driving sales. So there's not really anything here, a killer app. Well, unless you want to say that government surveillance is a killer app, Unless you want to say real-time biometric identification is a killer app. Unless you want to say total control of our transportation by government is a killer app. Or social credit scores like they have in China to control the population, to control you being able to get a job or you being able to move or you being able to get a house. Oh, see, the killer app of 5G is not anything the consumers want. The killer app is what the government wants. And they go on to say in this Deutsche Bank research report, the problem is only 10% of the customers are prepared to pay $6 or more for 5G services. One quarter of customers say they're not prepared to pay anything extra at all. Well, that's not an issue either, because the government can fund it and big data can offer it for free for a while to get you in there. Because, you know, their model has always been, big data's model is everything is free. You are the product. You are the slave. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed with their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented SilverSol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th. I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can. We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number third bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com. There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3 to 5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant, originally obviously from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on bodies at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, it is big money behind 5G. And as the government constantly comes to you and tells you, we're really upset about what happened on September 11th. While they lied to people before, during, and after. While they have had used this to expand their power, to expand the military-industrial complex, to expand the police surveillance state here in America. Yeah, they don't care about you. But, you know, as we see what's happening with 5G, there's trillions of dollars to be had in this. Hundreds of billions are being invested right now, according to Deutsche Bank. And so it's going to move forward. And if you don't care about the death of liberty, what about actual death? You know, we talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, I guess maybe the 5G, they're just going to emphasize the pursuit of happiness as they define it, being able to download a movie very quickly. Oh, now I'm happy. Now I'm pacified. I have my circus to watch here. But what about, if you don't care about liberty, what about life? Do you care about that? One of the top concerns that Deutsche Bank is talking about, they said, well, you know, the problem is we don't have a killer app. No, you do have a killer app. You have an app that will kill all individual liberty, that will establish, be the substrate, the killer app for complete, total government control of your life, as we see already in China. That is the killer app. And so even if you have customers here in the United States who are not willing to pay for that, don't worry, the government will pay for that. I'm sure that when it comes to infrastructure, they'll be able to rationalize it and say, well, it's not really that important for us to have roads or to fix the potholes that look like craters of the moon. You know, you had those people who were mocking the Indian space program. They thought they'd send a launch up to take pictures of the moon. Of course, it failed. But a vast astronomical sum of money was spent on that, and one person did a video where they were jumping in slow motion in a spacesuit, but it was actually not the moon's surface. It was actually the unpaved roads there in India. And I don't think the government's going to pave our roads here either, but they will invest and call it infrastructure when they pay for the 5G that you don't want. Your government will pay for it. Big data will operate at a loss so that they can get you as their product. I mean, they've always offered things for free. There's that picture of that they did. That's the actual street. It does look like the surface of the moon. And they can't be bothered. You know, that's not a priority for governments, right? Because their priority is about glorifying themselves. And our government is no different. You know, the Indian government wants to glorify the Indian government, say, look at this. You know, we can put a probe on the moon. Well, if you can put a probe on the moon, can't you fix the streets? Well, no, you can't do that. Our government does the same thing. And they're going to do it with 5G as well. But what about the health effects? They don't care about that. On top of the concerns, says Deutsche Bank, on top of the concerns about whether or not users want this, are the voices of health professionals, environmentalists, and politicians who worry about radiation emissions. Take Brussels, for example, a city with very strict radiation regulations. The pilot 5G project there was halted on health grounds, with the environment minister proclaiming, the people of Brussels are not guinea pigs. That's right. It's the Americans who are the guinea pigs. In Switzerland, authorities have commenced a 5G radiation monitoring program. You know, here in America, we have an allowed radiation level that is more than 10 times the number two country, which is Australia, and more than 50 times what the typical radiation level is in Western civilization, right? Brussels and Switzerland, they care a little bit more about their people, and they have a lower level of radiation. But as they remind everybody, and as we have repeatedly, they say, well, because it's a much shorter wavelength, the higher frequency, you're going to have to put more antennas everywhere because you're not going to be able to get that around the corners and so forth. And then those higher frequencies are going to be multiplexed in order to have all these antennas focus and direct all the radiation at you periodically. What could possibly go wrong with that, right? It is qualitatively and quantitatively something that we have never measured. And you're having a lot of scientists right now who are raising their voices saying we should not be experimenting. This is the biggest experiment on humanity we've ever endorsed. And, you know, that's just one aspect of it. Your health is one aspect of it, but there's also the psychological and actual physical control of population that should really get you concerned. And so they say here in Deutsche Bank, they said, so our hope is, because people don't really want this, they don't want to pay for it, there's nothing that they're going to get out of this, and they're very concerned about the health effects of this. How is it going to happen? They said, well, it'll be likely driven by the manufacturing industry, by public utilities. It'll be driven by the car companies that want to lease automobiles to you by the ride and enslave you because they're going to take ownership of everything, including your transportation. And it will be given, it'll be funded by government grants so they can get government control. That's how this is going to roll out. So we can talk about cell phones. Well, there really are going to be cells. Jail cells that are going to be there. All right, we're getting short on time again. I went long on that. I want to play for you some of RFK Jr.'s speech about vaccines because in California, they're talking about how they are going to mandate vaccines to a higher level. They're going to get rid of any kind of vaccine exemption. First, they tried to take away your ability to get an education for your kids, right? Try to blackmail you that way. And now they're going for everything there. And as a matter of fact, as people continually go to express their displeasure with this in California, they just ignore them. They shut them down. They don't allow them to speak. And then it got even worse in California in the last couple of days. You've got Jennifer Kent, who has been in her role as director of the Department of Health Care Services. This is a health care where they don't care about your health. They don't care about your consent, that kind of care. She's been there since 2015, and she was very upset with the people who didn't want things shoved down their throats or into their arms without their informed consent and against the advice of their doctors. And so they had the audacity to show up and to speak up and listen to the absolute contempt. The contempt was so bad, as a matter of fact, that she had to resign after this, even in California, where they are famous for their contempt to people. She said, the Capitol is filled with a bunch of flat earthers today. My poor, sweet bacteria bear, referring to a statue that's there. She calls it the bacteria bear because people touch it. You know, maybe she's got some kind of compulsive psychological issue about germs or something. My poor sweet bacteria bear is dripping with unvaccinated booger eater germs. Hashtag believe in science. Hashtag vaccinate your GD kids. That's the kind of contempt that California health officials, put that in air quotes, health officials. Don't call it health care because they don't care about you. They don't care about choice. They're not pro-choice at all. And we'll play the comments from RFK Jr. immediately when we come back. Stay with us.
As I sit here recording this on the eve of September 11th, 2019, and I look back to that tragic event 18 years ago, it makes me sick to my stomach to be vindicated and have the Fire Department of New York and major construction and engineering firms come out and confirm that bombs were in Tower 1, Tower 2, and of course Building 7.
It just pancakes.
And that then FBI Director Robert Mueller helped cover the whole thing up with the Saudis. And to know that there's a deep state group working within our government with radical Islam who are using the threat of Islamic terror to take our basic liberties and freedoms while empowering and funding radical Islam to take over the planet. Well, 18 years later, I'm here to tell you that the world is awakened to 9/11 and InfoWars, and our researchers and our guests, our whistleblowers have been vindicated yet again. That's why InfoWars.com is more important than ever. Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed with their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th. There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3 to 5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant, originally obviously from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has a 95% curcuminoid level. Then it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com. We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number third bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back as we look at the arrogance and authoritarianism of the people in California saying, we don't really care what you think. We don't care what your doctor thinks. We're going to force you to take medication without your informed consent. We don't even care what the insert says. And again, you had to have, even in California, the health director had to resign after she said, talked about the unvaccinated booger-eater germs there because people had the audacity to show up and speak back to their rulers about this type of thing. These people who call themselves pro-choice. And RFK Jr. spoke on the steps of the legislature there in California after they ignored the people. He talked about how he went from legislator to legislator answering the lies of Dr. Pan, who is now a senator there, lying to them about vaccines and so forth. He said, we answered each and every one of their questions. I'm going to let him speak. Here is RFK Jr. there at the steps of the California Capitol.
Sad day for our country.
Yes.
And I have to ask a question, and I'd like to ask of these legislators who voted for this off this god-awful bill. If we can give government and big industries the right to inject untested medical products that are zero liability into our children coercively, where does the power of government end? What can they help? What else can they order us to do?
Everything.
Can they do the same thing that they do in China, which is to tell people that they have to abort their babies for the good of society? Can they euthanize people for the good of society? Where is the legal boundary? Where is the rational boundary if we can give government this right, which we have signed treaty after treaty after treaty, saying you cannot force an American citizen or any citizen of the civilized world to take a medication or to submit themselves to a medical procedure without informed consent? What has happened to the Democratic Party? What has happened to the party that used to stand for listening to women? Why are they listening to pharmaceutical companies and not for the women? The past 2 years, the Democrats have been telling us, well, we are the party that stands up against the bullies and listens to women when they've been bullied. And yet, you have all the members who voted for this, and none of them can answer the question, where is all the autoimmune diseases coming from? Where, if it's not the vaccines, and where is it coming from? We have, when my generation, according to HHS, 12% of the people in my generation prior to 1986 had chronic diseases. Today, 54% did. But let's pretend all those hundreds and hundreds of studies aren't there that say it's the vaccines. Let's pretend that all the vaccine, every one of those diseases, the autoimmune diseases, Guillain-Barré, cerebral palsy, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, the neurodevelopmental diseases, ADD, ADHD, speech delay, language delay, tics, Tourette's syndrome, ASD, autism, the allergic diseases, peanut allergies, food allergies, eczema, asthma, anaphylaxis. Where can we find those listed? In two places. One, in the list of chronic diseases that are now epidemic among American children, and on the vaccine inserts. And why would the company put them on the vaccine insert? They put them there because the only way you can sue them under VICA is if they know or suspect of an injury that's being caused by their product and they fail to put it on the insert. So it's the one place where they're honest. For many years, they've told us, well, just because we put it on the insert doesn't mean that it's actually a vaccine adverse event. It's caused by the vaccine. But the Code of Federal Regulations says you cannot put it on an insert unless you believe that it's caused by the vaccine. So they're lying. And all of these legislatures in here, we went office to office, and we talk to every single one of them. And they know what they're doing. Because we exhausted them. We went in and we answered every question. We answered all the lies that Richard Penn has told them. We answered and we showed them in black and white. That's not true. There are no grandfathering of medical exemptions.
You hear that? There's no grandfathering of medical exemptions. They're going to intrude not only into your informed consent, but to what your doctor, who is also informed. They know better, these legislators. They don't care about your health. They don't care about your life. One of the things that he said about that, he said, just understand, let's recap some of these statements that he had, because it was just amazing what RFK Jr. was saying there. He began by saying, you have to understand that if give up your rights to these people, your fundamental rights, if you say they have a right, you don't have a right. They have the right to inject into you and to your children with zero liability the products of corporations that they like into your children. Then he goes, where does it end? Well, he says, of course, they can force you to have abortions. They can have forced euthanization. They can have forced sterilization. They can do all these things. If you accept that, you become a slave to these people. Slaves have no rights. That's the difference. Slaves don't own anything, including their bodies. This is one of the reasons why the Democrat Party wants to talk about slavery that ended 150 years ago. Slavery that was not unique to our society, our civilization. We ended it, quite frankly. It still hasn't ended in Islamic countries. It was brought back after Libya was collapsed by Hillary Clinton. We now have slave auctions going on in Libya. People are still being auctioned on traditional slave blocks. But that's not our problem here in America. Our problem is that we have become enslaved to the federal government, the government that says that they can inject, giving the power of companies to inject whatever they want to in your children with zero liability. You are a slave. That's what they don't want you to see. They want you fighting each other instead of fighting them. You're real slave masters today. And so he went on to say, you look at these inserts, he says, where are all these diseases coming from? In his generation, my generation, 12% of the people had these types of diseases. It's now skyrocketed to 54%. Nearly five times as many. How do you get a 500% increase in one generation? A lot of studies have pointed to the increase in vaccines for this. But they don't care enough about you and I to actually have an honest study. They want to shut down the studies about this. And then he talks about all these different diseases that have skyrocketed, all the different autoimmune diseases, all these other things, Guillain-Barré, rheumatoid arthritis, food allergies, autism, all these different things. He goes, they're in the vaccine insert. Why? Because even though they were given zero liability for any damage that their products do, even if they are manufactured carelessly, stored carelessly, zero liability, right? But they have to, in order to have, the only liability that they have is if they fail to disclose it. And it's kind of like Satan, you know, he's got to tell you at some point in time, what's going on here. Oh, by the way. But they have to put it there in the insert. And they would say, well, no, we don't really believe it happens that way. No, there's a federal law saying if they don't know that it's a risk, then it is violating the law to put it in there in the first place. We'll be right back.
Happy's is a tincture that you take under the tongue. They've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happy's is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. And your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family, because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happy's, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happy's today at InfoWarsLife.com. Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over the counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed that their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, super silver skin cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price. And it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your super silver skin cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this, September 10th. We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number third bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com. I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, that speech that was given right there live by RFK Jr. Very, very powerful. Packed with truth about the lies that are happening there. And as he pointed out, he went to all these different offices. He said, we answered every single one of their questions. We gave them facts. They don't care. They don't care about your health. And he also pointed out how hypocritical it was for presidential candidates like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders to condemn big corporations that are making profits while they and the medical industry, while their party is mandating the very worst aspects of big medicine, big pharma. They're mandating it, the worst of it. And they want control of your health care. Do you really want these people in control of your health care? Not me. And he paraphrased Ronald Reagan. When Ronald Reagan said, I didn't leave the Democrat Party, the Democrat Party left me, is what he said. You know, Reagan said that about the Republicans. And RFK Jr. is saying that about the Democrats. When they thumb their nose at the people who are speaking to them, saying we have a right to be heard, we have a right to make decisions, health decisions about our lives. These are the people who say that they are pro-choice when it comes to killing kids. But they're anti-choice when it comes to vaccines, because they just really want to kill kids. It has nothing to do with choice. They want to kill kids in the womb, and they want to kill them with vaccines. That's just the party of population control and genocide. Always has been. The Democrat Party always has been. And so when he was talking about that, one of the things he actually, it was the Nock report that had the full speech from RFK Jr. up there, about 22 minutes long, and pointing out that they push these treatments and vaccines because these treatments and vaccines are exponentially more profitable than the cures. You know, if you can give somebody an autoimmune disease, and then the only way that they can kind of control that is to spend $10,000 a month on drugs, and eventually, without taking too long, those drugs give them cancer. Well, you know, that's a really profitable model, isn't it, for the medical industry? And they have no liability for anything. The only liability they have is if they're not honest with you about what they know is a risk. They can't put it in the insert if they don't know it's a risk. So they put those things in there that they know are risks. That's the thing that protects them from liability. Other than that, they don't have any liability. I talked about how last April 2008, Goldman Sachs did a very long article, and it was reported by CNBC. They said, look at this. Goldman Sachs is criticizing some of these companies because they came up with some drugs that actually cured hepatitis A. They said, look, folks, we got to explain this to you. You're not going to get the backing of Wall Street. You're not going to get the backing of Goldman Sachs and the bankers if you come up with drugs that actually cure diseases. That is not a sustainable business model. We want to keep this going. We've got to have something that just continually, you know, treats people. You know, our model is treatment, not cure. Even if that treatment makes the disease worse, that's our business model, not curing people. You know, it's just disgusting that we let them get away with this. But we do have a business model here at InfoWars. Our business model is to offer you free speech. And we could ask you for donations, and we have made that available in the past. And we really do appreciate when people have supported us. But we also try to give you something for this, besides just telling you the dangerous stuff that is out there and the risks that are out there, whether it is a risk to your freedom or a risk to your health, the risk to your life or to your liberty. We want to help you with that. And so we have a business model that we hope is sustainable. Free speech and healthy products to help you, help your body to use its own power to heal itself using safe, effective, natural products. And we've got a lot of those at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the products we've got. We've got some new ones. We have a new skin cream, Super Silver Skin Cream. It's the only skin cream you're going to find that's got nano silver in it. In a high concentration, quite frankly, it's going to help you to heal your skin because the underlying cause of a lot of the things that are there are bacteria or virus on skin diseases. So this is something that's going to really help you to heal your skin, not just to moisturize it. It's got some great products there that will help you to moisturize your skin, coconut oil, vitamin E, and other things that are all have been proven to be very effective to moisturize and to treat your skin. But it also addresses some of the root causes there, the bacteria and the viruses that are there as well. So take a look at Super Silver Skin Cream. I know you're going to love it. I've gotten a lot of very positive response from family members and friends who have tried this. We also have another new product, Chill Force. We've sold Brain Force for quite some time. It's one of my favorite products. It helps me to focus, helps me to recall. But sometimes you need to be able to just chill out at the end of the day. To get rid of the stress. And that's what Chill Force is. It's a lot of natural products and a great combination. Chill Force, I think you're going to find it very effective. You can now get it 40% off out the gate, or you can get it 50% off in the Super Force combo with Brain Force. And finally, we have DNA Force Plus. You can get that 50% off and a bottle of Carnivore to try that. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, tonight we're going to be covering the Democrat debate beginning at 6 p.m. Central. You can stream that live at InfoWars.com/debate. That'll begin at 6 p.m. Central tonight. One of the people that is not one of the chosen 10, she will not be at the debate tonight, is Tulsi Gabbard. And it was kind of interesting because, you look at some of these people that they have in this debate, people like Andrew Yang, people like Beto O'Rourke, that don't have any support. And yet Tulsi Gabbard is excluded. Why? because she's not like the rest of them. She's actually pretty honest about the increase of the military-industrial complex. So she speaks very compellingly about that, very authentic about that. And now she has taken on the border issue as well, saying that the rest of the Democrats are open border and that that's not going to serve our country well. Here's what Tulsi Gabbard had to say about the open border Democrats that are going to be not debating that issue tonight because she will not be there. Video clip number two.
So immigration, I think there's a general sense that the candidates, the Democrats are basically trying to outdo each other for open borders, something like that. A, do you think that's a fair way to start the question? And B, where do you sit on that?
I don't support open borders. Without secure borders, we don't really have a country. And while some of the other Democratic candidates will say, well, open borders, that's a conservative argument, and that's not really what's being advocated for, if you look at the practical implications of some of the things they're pushing for, it is essentially open borders. I think there's a few things that we've got to do when we're talking about immigration reform. One is we've got to have secure borders. This is not Trump's wall from sea to shining sea. It's about seeing, again, what makes sense. You know, I look at things from a practical, objective-oriented standpoint. I'm a soldier, so I look at what's our objective? Secure the borders. In some places, it may make the most sense to have a wall or some kind of physical barrier in place. In other places, it won't make sense. So you use technology and use all the other tools that we have ultimately to accomplish that objective of security.
Again, she says, well, Democrats say don't use that term, open borders. They don't like to use the term illegals either. And yet, what did you hear all these Democrats saying in the previous debates? They said, we should not make the, you know, we got to not make this a crime to come across the border. Well, wait a minute. You want to make it so that it will not be in the future a crime. That means that you understand that today it is a crime. And so it is illegal for people to come across the border without our permission in massive numbers. And that makes it an invasion. Yeah, these are foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing. And so she talks about that. She says we need to build a wall in some places, other places where that would not be possible. We need to do other measures to control the border, but we've got to get control of the border. You know, when you start talking about defending our border and getting out of unending, unwinnable, undeclared, unconstitutional wars, that kind of sounds like a winning combination, doesn't it? I seem to remember a candidate once upon a time who said that. Maybe it was the last election. Maybe it was actually President Trump, who doesn't seem to be able to accomplish any of those things anymore. Even if he still believes in them, he's not able to accomplish it. So it's a shame that she's not going to be included in this debate. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As I sit here recording this on the eve of September 11th, 2019, and I look back to that tragic event 18 years ago, it makes me sick to my stomach to be vindicated and have the Fire Department of New York and major construction and engineering firms come out and confirm that bombs were in Tower 1, Tower 2, and of course Building 7.
It's just pancakes.
And that then FBI Director Robert Mueller helped cover the whole thing up with the Saudis. And to know that there's a deep state group working within our government with radical Islam who are using the threat of Islamic terror to take our basic liberties and freedoms while empowering and funding radical Islam to take over the planet. Well, 18 years later, I'm here to tell you that the world is awakened to 9/11 and InfoWars, and our researchers and our guests, our whistleblowers have been vindicated yet again. That's why InfoWars.com is more important than ever. Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed that their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented SilverSol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, super silver skin cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price. And it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your super silver skin cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
You know, President Trump started talking about the Federal Reserve, basically calling them boneheads. he actually called them boneheads in his tweet. He said, "We have the great currency power and balance sheet." And he goes, "The U.S. should always be paying the lowest rate. No inflation. It's only the naivete of Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve that doesn't allow us to do what other countries are already doing, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that we are missing because of these boneheads." And what is it that other countries are already doing? Well, they're already doing negative interest rates. That was what President Trump was saying. He said, "We've got to get our interest rates down to zero or less." Well, when I look at this and I say we have, let's take this bit by bit here. We have the great currency power. The Federal Reserve has devalued our great currency, so it only has 1% of the power that it used, purchasing power that it used to have 100 years ago. In 100 years, over 99% of its value has been taken away. Does that sound like great currency power? How is a great currency have power if it doesn't have purchasing power, if it is not a reliable store of your value? And of course, that's been done by a deliberate policy of inflation through interest rates, through quantitative easing. I remember talking to a friend of mine's brother, who is a branch manager at a bank with the title of vice president. And I said something about the Federal Reserve policy and how they shouldn't even exist. He goes, "Oh, they don't control our economy." I said, "What? The Federal Reserve doesn't control?" This is a guy, he's an expert because, you know, he's a branch manager at a bank. He said, "All they do is they clear checks. That's all they do." It's like, that's all I see them doing on a daily basis. I don't know anything about interest rates or quantitative easing or printing money, any of this stuff. I've never heard of that. That's like, but you know, when we look at what the Federal Reserve has done, it has pursued a policy of devaluing our currency. If your money is devalued, that is theft. You can't save. And of course, it doesn't make any sense to save anymore because they don't pay us any interest rates. So if you're going to talk about getting interest rates down to zero or less, how about bringing back usury laws, those things that were swept away in the rapid inflation under Jimmy Carter? Used to be illegal for banks to charge more than 10% interest. Now you're lucky if you can get something under 10% in terms of a credit card loan. You usually pay well over 10%. They can escalate it for no reason at all. Just because your balance gets high, if you have a big medical bill, they will throw you under the bus. Just arbitrarily, even before you get behind in your payments, they'll raise your interest rates and the credit card stuff. They're now allowed to act like organized crime, because it is organized crime. The whole banking industry is organized crime. It's why we call them banksters, like gangsters, mobsters, banksters. It's all the same thing. And when President Trump talks about a great balance sheet, you mean that balance sheet, President Trump, that you're adding $1 trillion, you and the Democrats, all the, you know, President Trump, Mitch McConnell, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, the guy in California, I can't remember his name right now, the minority leader, McCarthy, I think it is, Kevin McCarthy. Anyway, all of them, Senate and House, majority and minority leaders, and President Trump, they all agree that the debt ceiling doesn't matter anymore. They can add more than $1 trillion per year. You mean that great balance sheet? No, I tell you what, this is, I don't know, maybe they're boneheads, but we're living in bubble land. We're bubbleheads. If we don't understand what is being this massive bubble that has been created here. And again, nothing is being done or even talked about in terms of giving some relief to the common man over these outrageous. The fact is that they've got zero interest rates they can borrow at. They can charge you 25-35% interest rates. How is that not a crime? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number 3rd bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was just talking about President Trump tweeting at the Federal Reserve, essentially not concerned about the institution itself. No, quite frankly, President Trump, just like the rest of the GOP and the Democrats, are quite happy to have a fascist banking system. That's what it is. The Federal Reserve is private. And when you have a merger of private corporations and the government, that is textbook fascism. That's the economic side of fascism. Yes, I know fascism was, has authoritarian aspects to it. It has nationalistic aspects to it. But the economic definition of fascism is the merger of government with private corporations. And so we have a fascist banking system, but they're perfectly happy with it as long as it will do what they want it to do at any given moment. Just take a look at the Democrats, for example. Do the Democrats ever complain about the usury that's going on with American consumers? Elizabeth Warren, for example, she loved to talk about her consumer protection financial bureaucracy that she created. And yet, what was the end result of that? It was to eliminate small and medium-sized banks by the hundreds each year for many, many years. Got rid of thousands of them. So the end result of that was the additional regulation made it impossible for small and medium-sized banks to be able to enter into certain loan applications. And she didn't do anything to help people on credit card interest rates or to reenact usury laws. They're not putting back the Glass-Steagall Act either, right? And so when the Democrats look the other way about that and yet brag about how they don't like big banks, and they don't like Wall Street, they don't like big corporations, and yet they force you to buy the products of big corporations, they give them immunity for any damage that they do to you or your children and force you to vaccinate with that. That's what the RFK Jr. was talking about in California. What hypocrisy we see from these people. And yet, one of the reasons that they allow this is because they are a very effective tool. This is a confusing headline from National Review. New Jersey will refuse to do business with banks, retailers that resist stricter gun control measures. Well, let's just understand. Let's rewrite. New Jersey will refuse to do business with banks that do business with gun retailers. That's really a better headline there. they're not going to exclude all gun retailers from doing business with them because they do purchase $70 million worth, New Jersey, buys $70 million worth of firearms and related equipment annually. So New Jersey, the government there is buying a lot of guns and ammunition and stuff, right? But they're just saying that if you don't enforce our regulations, then we're not going to buy that from you. See how that works? See how they're leveraging their purchasing power to take away people's liberty? Isn't that what's being done to take away our free speech as well? I've said that many times. You know, when you look at the lucrative government contracts that are being handed out to these big Silicon Valley, big tech companies, they hold that out there as a carrot and also as a stick of regulation, a stick of punishment, but also a carrot on the other side. So the government leverages its power, its financial power, to coerce big tech companies, and they're more than happy to do it. Just like state governments are more than happy to forget about the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, as long as they can get a government handout. So they don't care. Yeah, send me the money that the Federal Reserve prints without any consequences, goes into debt without any consequences for now, at least. Send me that money, and I'm not going to stand on the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. And if I do stand on the Ninth and Tenth Amendment and you threaten to take away that money, I'll just say, okay, forget it. I'll do what you say. And we do that as well as individuals, right? I mean, many times I've heard homeschoolers say, we need to be getting those subsidies for our sporting events or other things like that. It's like, no. If you take the free stuff, you lose your freedom. Don't touch that. Keep your freedom. Keep your self-respect. Keep your liberty. Don't take that stuff. So what they're doing in New Jersey, they say, well, you know, we buy about $70 million in firearms and related equipment from these businesses, but if they don't become the screeners to quote unquote prevent, detect, and screen for the transfer of firearms to straw purchasers or firearm traffickers, if they don't do that sufficiently, if they don't enforce our additional background checks and other regulations that we have, then we're going to stop doing business with them. And then when it comes to the banks, we're going to stop doing business with them as well if they have relationships with these gun manufacturers and retailers. So in other words, even if these gun retailers and manufacturers say, well, I don't care. I don't want to sell anything to you. I'd rather not do that. I'd rather not enter into that relationship. Then they say, all right, well, then we'll punish you by the banks and we'll make sure that the banks don't allow you to do any business. Wait a minute. Didn't they already do that to InfoWars? Didn't we already have banks and, payment processors like PayPal shut us down? Not only us, but Gab and other free speech outlets, they used the banks to shut that down. They used the banks to shut down the Second Amendment as well. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that why we have this fascist system, this fascist banking system? It is a partnership. Just like it is a partnership between big government and big tech, it is a big brotherhood to control your speech as well. And so what they're saying is, well, you know, New Jersey has about $1 billion in financial transaction fees that we pay to banks. But you know what? You're not going to get any of that money if you have a relationship with some of these gun manufacturers and gun resellers that don't jump when we say jump. And this is all being done by an executive order by the Democrat New Jersey governor. His name is Phil Murphy. You know, we look at this and we look at how banks and PayPal have been weaponized against the Second Amendment, against the free press. And it's coming in a lot of different ways. It's going to be a very, very powerful tool for them. They're accelerating this in California as well. I thought it was kind of interesting when I saw the article on Drudge about America's first gay credit union getting a green light in Michigan. I thought about that. I thought, why do they need to have their own credit union? Has anybody ever denied the LGBT any access to banking? No, never has that happened. That's fine if they want to set up their own credit union. But it's illegal to discriminate against them. It's not illegal to discriminate against gun retailers and gun manufacturers. It's not illegal to discriminate against your free speech on social media. It's not illegal to discriminate against the free press, but it is illegal to discriminate against the LGBT, but they have to set up their own credit union. I wonder if maybe we ought to set up our own credit union, right? For free speech, for gun owners and so forth. There's a lot more of us than there are of the LGBT. And when we're talking about what's happening to gun owners, you know, you've seen how San Francisco has declared, City of San Francisco voted to declare the NRA a domestic terror organization, and they're being sued by the NRA. Good for them. The AP reported the NRA filed suit in district court, asking the court to, quote, instruct elected officials that freedom of speech means you cannot silence or punish those with whom you disagree. Yeah. Can we tell that to big government, big tech, big brotherhood? Can we tell them that? No, because they're going to use their power. They're saying, we're not discriminating. Say, we're not, I'm not, the government is not discriminating against you. The banks are, yes. The internet companies are, yes. But they're private individuals and they can do whatever they want. Says Reason, the Cato Institute, the Heritage Foundation. It's fine. They can do whatever they want. And, you know, we're just incentivizing them doing that. We're using the power of our purse to leverage carrots and sticks against them to get it. But it's not coming from us. We're not violating the First or Second Amendment. I mean, we'd be prohibited from doing that, right? More than a quarter of Democrats think that it ought to be illegal to join the NRA. 28% of Democrat voters, according to a Rasmussen poll, 28% think the NRA ought to be illegal. you know what's really scary? Is that's almost 30%. 15% of Republicans think it ought to be illegal to join the NRA. And most of them are in Congress. No. They are. They have been paid by the NRA. They will support the NRA as long as the NRA writes them a check. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system, so many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3 to 5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant, originally obviously from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com. Happy's is a tincture that you take under the tongue. They've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happy's is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. And your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happy's, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happy's today at InfoWarsLife.com. I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can. Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed that their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silversol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, super silver skin cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your super silver skin cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
As I mentioned earlier in the show, we have Occasional Cortex, AOC, is saying that it is barbarism that the U.S. does not guarantee a so-called right to housing. Do the Democrats understand what rights are? Do they understand the difference between rights, privileges, entitlements? They really don't. And it's time that we have that discussion. And so you see her talking about so-called rights. These are the same Democrat Party that RFK Jr. was saying, I didn't leave the Democrats, they left me. Yeah, they've become full-on authoritarian Marxists. You don't have the right to choose your medicine or your health care. As a matter of fact, coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking to Mark Morano about the Democrats who don't want you to be able to choose your food. They will choose for you because they know better than you, and they're going to dictate to you what you should have. And they are not disinterested. They are not disconnected from making money off of the choices that they make for you either. Let's understand that. They have a vested financial interest here. And so even though this is kind of backfiring against them, all this talk about gun confiscation and gun prohibition, you know, you would think that if they're out there talking about forced buybacks and outright confiscation, doing it openly now, and we've always said that's what they wanted to do. They always said, no, we support the Second Amendment, and we would never do that. We would never do gun confiscation. And now they're saying, let me be clear, that's exactly what we're going to do. Well, the American people are ready to tell them to come and take it. Because in August, as all this talk of gun confiscation was escalating, August gun sales were up 15%. So it's not just that we don't believe that they won't try. Oh, I fully believe that they will try. So these people, it's just we're not going to give them to you. Maybe the barrel end we'll give to you, but not the rest of it. But, you know, when we talk about the right to choose your own food, your own medicine, your own health care, and so forth, we really do believe that. We believe you ought to have the right to choose your own news, right? Choose who you listen to. Be able to listen to multiple sides of things. That's what a free press is about. We think you ought to be able to see and hear whatever you want. You ought to be able to say whatever you want and not have that censored either. But they want to, they say that, you know, they have to take all that away. Because you should see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil. And so they've got a big partnership to do that. You have stood by us, and we really do appreciate that. We've got some sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We try to offer you things that are very safe, very effective, and they are safe and effective. We try very hard to do that, and we've succeeded. And we've got some great natural products. Our newest skin cream is Super Silver. It's got nano silver to fight bacteria and virus, as well as a lot of natural things like coconut oil, vitamin E, and many other things that will support the health of your skin. We also get rid of some of the things that will attack the health of your skin. That's a new product. We have a new product, Chill Force, with natural ingredients, a great combination of natural ingredients known to help relax you. You can find that right now, 40% off out of the gate, or 50% off if you buy it in combination with Brain Force. And we have some other specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support what we have there. You've been very good about doing that. But free speech is not free. And that's our business model, is to provide you the choice of not only news, but also a choice in what you do in terms of your health care. Tonight, I'll also mention we have the InfoWars debate coverage, live debate coverage of the Houston debate by the Democrats tonight. That will begin at 6 p.m. Central Time. You can find that at Infowars.com/debate. That's Infowars.com/debate, 6 p.m. tonight, 6 p.m. Central. All right, let's get into the rights and the amount of time that we've got left here. As Alyssa Milano was trolling people about, she said, can someone cite which passage of the Bible God states it is a God-given right to own a gun? Kind of interesting the way she put that there. She didn't capitalize God-given right. she did capitalize which passage of the Bible God states. Anyway, this guy is unbelievable, clearly owned by the gun lobby, she was saying, talking about an individual who put something out there. Well, I responded to that, and I said, well, does Alyssa Milano really care what God says in the Bible? Does she recognize as an authority? If I explained it to her, would she care? Would she change? Now I see. I was blind, but now I see. No, I don't think so. Does Alyssa Milano, does she even care what the Constitution and the Bill of Rights say? No, she doesn't care about that either, right? She doesn't recognize the authority of either of those things. She doesn't know history. She doesn't know Judeo-Christian history. She doesn't understand the Greek understanding of natural rights. She doesn't understand any of that stuff. You know, the founders did. That's why they wrote the Second Amendment. They not only understood the nature of our God-given rights or our natural rights, but they also understood the nature of people in power and how they tend to try to take those things away. That's why they said Second Amendment and our rights to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. You know, when I look at this and Ted Cruz took her on, tried to explain to her, there is a biblical basis for self-defense. It's talked about quite a bit in the Bible. I don't think she cares. She was simply trying to score some debate points. It is important that we offer those answers to people in case there is somebody out there who is listening, but she's not going to be listening to that. You know, when we look at this, the founders understood that the government's role was to defend our God-given rights. See, the Democrats don't understand the difference between rights and privileges. Privileges are something that the government gives you because they own you, right? An entitlement says that, you have a right to food, you have a right to health care, you have a right to an apartment, you have a right to a college education, on and on and on, all this free stuff, right? No, you don't, because all those things have to be provided by somebody, right? If somebody's got to provide you with a place to live, if somebody's got to provide you the health care, if somebody's got to provide you with food or clothing or any of this other stuff, right? A college education. If you've got to be provided that, then you're either going to enslave that person and make them work for free, or you're going to pay them and enslave somebody by taxing them to pay that person, right? You're not entitled to those things. Now the government, Democrats, not the government, the Democrats will talk about the idea of positive rights versus negative rights. Barack Obama was very familiar with that concept. Barack Obama said, well, we don't embrace negative rights. Well, why would anybody embrace anything that's negative? See, their superpower is the way that they label things, right? To them, a negative right is when you say, well, as a human being, and this goes back to the tradition of Aristotle and Plato, you know, where they said there are fundamental universal ethical principles that are common to all men and all societies. You know, all men, all cultures know that murder and theft and many other things like that are inherently wrong. The cultures that embrace murder, that embrace cannibalism, like we're talking about on the next segment, Mark Morano, or they embrace theft, the only way that that happens is to deceive people, to dehumanize. First of all, if you want to say, well, murder is okay, cannibalism is okay, well, the first thing you have to do is you have to dehumanize the people that you're going to kill and eat, right? If you want to say that theft is okay, you have to make that okay by saying, well, I'm entitled to that, and appeal to people's greed and envy. That's the way people are deceived. But other than that, Plato and Aristotle understood that you understand there's certain natural things that are wrong. We'll talk more about that.
We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number third bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com. As I sit here recording this on the eve of September 11th, 2019, and I look back to that tragic event 18 years ago, it makes me sick to my stomach to be vindicated and have the Fire Department of New York and major construction and engineering firms come out and confirm that bombs were in Tower 1, Tower 2, and of course Building 7.
It's just pancakes.
And that then FBI Director Robert Mueller helped cover the whole thing up with the Saudis, and to know that there's a deep state group working within our government with radical Islam who are using the threat of Islamic terror to take our basic liberties and freedoms while empowering and funding radical Islam to take over the planet. Well, 18 years later, I'm here to tell you that the world is awakened to 9/11, and InfoWars and our researchers and our guests, our whistleblowers, have been vindicated yet again. That's why InfoWars.com is more important than ever. Happy's is a tincture that you take under the tongue. They've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happy's is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. And your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happy's, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happy's today at InfoWarsLife.com. There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3 to 5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Mark Morano. Of course, you can find him at ClimateDepot.com, producer of Climate Hustle, publisher of Climate Depot, many other articles. You can find him on just about every news outlet, telling people the truth about what's really going on with the climate. And it's very important because we have so many voices sounding an unsubstantiated alarm you know, yelling fire, fire, and there's no fire. Somebody needs to calm the crowds down before they trample everyone. And that may be about what's to happen. And, of course, if we kill everybody, we can, you know, the people who are still alive can eat the other people. That's what's really coming out now. Now they're coming after your meat. I mean, these same people who want to tell you, you know, what medication you can have, what medication you can't have, what medication you're going to be forced to have, they're not going to tell you what you can eat. Because they're not pro-choice in any way, shape, or form. So joining us now is Mark Moreno. Thank you for joining us, Mark.
Thank you, David. Happy to be here.
You know, I noticed on Climate Depot you've got a lot of articles because this is really a topic that has struck a nerve with the green movement. I think we ought to start calling them the Soylent Greens because they're talking all the time about, you know, having artificial meat, stopping, allowing people to eat other people, you know, cannibalism and everything. I mean, anything other than having meat allowed for people, they got to shut down everybody's access to meat. I mean, this is a, there's a lot behind this. And one of the articles that you had was Al Gore, again, positioning himself to profit from these prohibitions, just as these many of these companies have positioned themselves to profit from the prohibition of what they call fossil fuels.
Yeah, let's just go real quick back to the Democrat CNN town hall debate. There was discussion of banning nuclear, fracking, oil drilling, coal, and a whole host of other bans. They just said, "We'll ban it." Oh, I'm for banning that. I'm for banning that. I'm for banning that. And it was just over and over. So the question is, what happens when something gets banned? Who benefits? Well, in the case you just referenced Al Gore. First of all, before we talk about cannibalism, let's just talk about Al Gore. Al Gore, it was Warren Buffett's key right-hand man who actually said, he was speaking on Wall Street and he told a bunch of young investors that Al Gore, you know, coasted through Harvard with a gentleman C, which means, that he basically failed, but because his father was a wealthy senator with political connections, they gave him a gentleman C, which is essentially, you know, just letting the wealthy kid with connections pass through without trying, you know, without him doing much.
Yeah, you can kind of see that when you listen to the guy talk. I mean, he's pretty wooden.
Yes, yeah. But he went through and he, not only did he get the gentleman seat, but he, according to this Wall Street investor, he smoked pot the whole time and didn't do anything. But he said Al Gore came into the finance industry and made hundreds of millions of dollars. So he's not a dumb man in that regard. And here's how he did it. In 2009, 2007, 2008, Al Gore was out there promoting all these investments in green companies, telling people, well, I think you should be investing in this. At the same time, lobbying for bans on energy that would then enrich those companies. And Al Gore was either a founder or a major shareholder in all of these companies. President Obama's elected. Huge multi-billion dollar stimuluses are passed for green energy. Even CBS News reported on this. Al Gore was one of the biggest beneficiaries, made untold millions off of Obama's stimulus from taxpayer money. Fast forward to now, you have the United Nations advisor telling people in the UK that a successful UN climate treaty will skyrocket the cost of meat. You have the UN climate chief saying we need to treat meat eaters the same way we treated smokers, a separate section, banish them to their own department and a restaurant. And then you have the whole idea of raising the cost of meat, going after American agriculture. You have the United Nations report coming out this summer warning that, you know, meat eating is destroying the planet, that it's the emissions from cows are greater than all transportation. Step into all of that. Al Gore's associates are giving a big World Resources Institute reports on the dangers of meat. Al Gore steps in with his company, invests in Beyond Meat, a fake meat company of processed meat with 22 ingredients, including pea starch and corn starches and canola oil, which isn't even a real oil, and all of these processed ingredients. And the company has the largest IPO. It's worth $250 billion. Al Gore is on his way to being the world's first fake meat billionaire because of these bans. This wow. is how Washington works, and I don't frankly see it changing anytime soon. I'm here today, David, to give nothing but gloom and doom. And I challenge you or your listeners to pull me out of my funk because I'm really depressed about what's happening in Washington with President Trump at this point. I don't see much hope.
Yeah, I'm there with you. We're going to have a suicide party here. I think that the only support is we got to realize that we're not going to have a savior in Washington. We got to realize that no solutions are going to be coming out of Washington. We got to go back to what President Reagan said We said Washington isn't the solution, it's the problem. And that means that we cut it, but the solution to that problem is to cut it out of our lives with the 10th Amendment. And we got people from the 10th Amendment joining us in the next segment. But, you know, we go back to this whole thing with Al Gore. I disagree with you. I do think the guy is dumb. I just think that he is, he's corrupt, he's connected, and he's greedy. Yeah. And, you know, you go back years ago, there was a lot of talk about him becoming the first carbon billionaire because, you know, you're going to have to pay an indulgence to them for everything that you, every bit of energy that you use. And of course, the person that you should have to pay would be, of course, Al Gore, right? And the companies that he's got, blood and gore. Right, he had the
setting up the company. The carbon exchanges where you would have to do everything trading carbon, and Al Gore would be like a cash register. You're right. He may not be smart, but he's greedy and he's connected ideologically, and maybe that's all it takes in Washington.
That's right. He knows how to connect with the common man with these things. But you know, you go back to that carbon company. That was actually, I think it was Gore and Blood. I think they switched the two of them. But there's another guy named Blood that was actually there with him. But now he's going in after the meat. You know, another kind of Blood and Gore. And you talk about them having people go to the back, you know, in a separate section to have meat. You know, what are we going to have to do? Go to the back of the restaurant if we're going to eat meat? Vegetarians at the front, meat eaters in the back. I don't know. But it's actually kind of crazy. And you know, when AOC came out with her Green New Deal, and she said, you're not going to have any cars, you're not going to have any planes, you're not going to have any meat. And she got slapped down by Pelosi because, you know, wait, don't tell them that yet. But, you know, now they're rolling it out. Here we are a year or so later, and the UN is rolling it out. I mean, that is the plan. That's always been the plan. You know, she was a little bit ahead of the curve. They wanted to be the ones to break it in their own way. But now that the cat's out of the bag, they're really doubling down on this meat thing, aren't they?
They seriously are. And people will say, oh, well, no one's talking about banning meat. Yes, they are. I just gave you a few examples. But not only that, this has been going on for decades. You had everyone from Paul McCartney promoting Meatless Mondays, the former Beatle. You have James Cameron in Hollywood, Arnold Schwarzenegger promoting either less meat, but actually, if you listen, like in the case of James Cameron, the Hollywood director, he's talking about no meat. So how do you get people to start going in that direction? Well, you start promoting fake meat, which, by the way, and I have this in my reports, nutritionists are saying if you actually want it healthier than, say, a steak or a traditional hamburger, you would eat turkey burgers, you would eat leaner versions of those. These fake meat burgers, not only are they heavily processed, which you'd think a lot of the progressive left, sort of organic against processed foods, would be horrified at that, but they're also loaded in saturated fat and fats. And even nutritionists are saying these are not healthier than, say, a leaner beef or a turkey burger or something that would actually be real. So they just don't make any sense other than ideological. You have to go after the American way of eating, you know, of agriculture. And that's ultimately what they're doing. And they're not just, here's what's shocking about this, David. They're not just coming after agriculture and meat. They've used the Energy Star program, which sadly the Trump administration under Rick Perry, run by the Energy Department, has done nothing about. They're destroyed our dishwashers, our washing machines, our other appliances. And what I mean by destroyed is these requirements 20 years ago, even things like Consumer Reports magazine say, dishwashers, low-end dishwashers outperform high-end dishwashers today. Why would that be? Given technology, given, you know, advancements, because the government is reducing water flow and power all in the name of global warming. Trump administration's not reversing this. So they've come after our appliances. We had a major UN report, which I testified on Capitol Hill in June at the Congressional Committee about species.
Yeah, you can't even, we're talking about water control. We got to take a break, Mark. We're going to be right back. We talk about water control. I mean, we got flush toilets that don't flush anymore. Or you got to flush them two or three times, which means that a 1.6 gallon toilet that you got to flush twice, that's more than it used to be. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down. And that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can. We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number third bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com. There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3 to 5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com. Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed with their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Mark Moreno of ClimateDepot.com. And folks, these people are very serious about taking away your food choices as well. You know, one of the articles that's up at Climate Depot is James Cameron, the film director, saying people need to wake the F up. Well, I agree with him about that. You need to wake up to what these people are about. One of the things that Cameron said was food is a great way that we can affect change. He says it's probably the second biggest one. Well ahead of it, of course, is transportation. We got to stop people from moving. You know, that's why AOC said we got to stop your car. We got to stop your airplanes, except for them when they go to the various confabs, virtue signaling about how they don't use any energy. But, you know, they got to stop transportation first. But the next thing they're coming for is the food, and they're coming for that now. They're winning with the transportation big time, and they're coming for your food. He said the real solution is we change the way you live. And, Mark, you were just talking about how you look at this Beyond Meat stuff, and it's a kind of a synthetic concoction. All these people who talk about organic food and everything, they don't care about that because it's not about health. This is really about population control, controlling how we behave. And also, as Bernie Sanders said, we've got to reduce the number of people, right? So, yeah, feed them some garbage.
Hey, Mark, Bill
Gates event.
Yeah. Sorry.
Al Gore at a Bill Gates event went much further than Bernie Sanders. And I actually have that in my upcoming film, the sequel. We actually have the clip. Al Gore told Bill Gates that Africa is projected to have more people than the rest of the world, than China and India combined by mid-century in 2100, before, 2050. And what he said was that what we need is ubiquitous fertility management in Africa. Essentially, what Al Gore said is there are too many people of color projected in the world, and we need to do something about it. And he was trying to scare people at this, essentially wealthy white billionaires conference he attended with Bill Gates. But the media gives him a pass on these kind of nonsense. I don't give him a pass, and we have a whole analysis of that in the film.
However, imagine what they'll do is they'll open up a bunch of Planned Parenthood clinics, just like Bill Gates and Margaret Sanger and the Bush family did all over the United States. That's how they came after the black population in the U.S. It worked for them pretty well.
Yes, and that's a big component of the of the climate is the overpopulation scam. In fact, the original guru, Paul Ehrlich, from the 1960s, who wrote the overpopulation bomb, actually is still alive, about late 80s, still winning awards, still commenting on global warming. In fact, it was Paul Ehrlich, the overpopulation, in 2014 came out and warned that because of global warming, we're going to have to turn to cannibalism. CNN's founder, Ted Turner, in 2008 warned we were going to have to turn to cannibalism. And now, lo and behold, a Swedish professor is out there this month promoting the idea that because of climate, we're going to have to turn to cannibalism and that we shouldn't be opposed to it. And that those of us who think that's disgusting or gross or immoral, well, we're just too conservative. He said he himself would be willing to try eating his fellow humans because he didn't want to be too conservative and he wanted to get rid of these, I guess the word would be taboo, societal taboos.
Or we could call them cultural aberrations, because that's what Jeffrey Epstein and Alan Dershowitz have both on separate occasions talked about, the age of consent. That was a cultural aberration we had to get rid of, so we could have pedophilia. We got to get rid of this cultural aberration about eating human flesh so we can have cannibalism. And it's not just the Swedish professor. You've got an article up at Climate Depot about a couple of UK professors at Lancaster University saying the same thing, exactly the same thing. So we have people all over the world saying this, reading off the same script, essentially trying to condition us to this.
Yes, they are. And they're saying, well, animals do cannibalism. Why don't we do cannibalism? There's no...
Because we're not animals.
And this was published in Newsweek magazine. These aren't like fringe, some lefty progressive underground paper. The one you're referring to, the UK professors, was Newsweek magazine. This is how the whole movement evolves. So they're coming after, they're claiming that we're destroying all known species, which is a mockery. And I actually testified with Dr. Patrick Moore, one of the co-founders of Greenpeace, who turned against it on Congress, got to testify against UN scientists. It was an outrageously disgusting report that they're trying to do, but they're trying to use species. They're going now after agriculture, and they're bringing all this together. And here's the funny thing, David, in 2015, and I have all the video and I did a whole report on this. Everyone declared we had saved the planet when we signed the UN Paris Agreement. John Kerry brought his granddaughter down. We're doing this for future generations. President Obama, praised this as the day that we solved the climate crisis. We had world leaders saying, this was now, the earth, future generations will look back upon this day and look at us. We've done what we had to. Guess what? Fast forward 3 years, they're now claiming not only did the UN Paris Agreement not save the planet, we were lied to, we are actually need a new super steroid version of the UN Paris Agreement, which they're working on. And I'm going to Santiago, Chile in December to the next UN summit where they're going to be doing this, working on this next one. And we also have the species crisis. We also have the agriculture crisis. And so they just piled on. In other words, it was way worse than we thought. We're sorry we told you we solved the world crisis in 2015, but now we need a lot more and we have to keep going. This is how it works. There's never a point where you can give them everything they want and they're satisfied. They are here to remake us, and we are clueless. The Trump administration at this point is clueless. Here's the bad news for you. Anyone who thinks that President Donald Trump is going to continue in a deregulatory freedom agenda, particularly on climate energy, it's over, fellas. It's over, folks. Departure of Will Happer just yesterday in the Trump White House concludes any hope that we had. The first EPA chief was the most phenomenal, effective leader, Scott Pruitt, that we've had under President Trump in probably 30, 40 years of cabinet members. What happened to him? He was run out of town because he dared to challenge the scientific premise of man-made global warming. Every aspect of life was investigated. His own staff turned against him. Daily, the New York Times, the Washington Post was looking up smears. They came up with stuff like, he got an Airbnb room at below market value. He paid 30% less than the average person. Or his wife was going around Washington trying to seek, you know, help with getting a Chick-fil-A franchise. Oh my gosh, a member in Washington establishment looking to use connections to further themselves. This is the Horus. Run him out of town. That's what they did to Scott Pruitt. But it had nothing to do with that stuff. He was made an example of, and here's how effective it is. He challenged climate. He was thrown out of Washington after a little over a year. And then what happened? The new EPA chief, Andrew Wheeler, who, by the way, hired me to work in the United States Senate Environment and Public Works Committee when it was under James Inhofe, he's either silent on climate change or he capitulates and says it's a problem, but we have other problems. He says, we'll not challenge it. Rick Perry at Energy Department, silent to the extent he says anything. He says he and Al Gore share the same thing and won't challenge the premise, actually wanted to advise Trump to stay in the UN Paris Agreement. The NASA chief reversed himself from skeptic to climate believer during his hearings, James Bridenstine. So Trump is surrounded. By the way, Bolton was one of the last guys willing to stand up on climate. He and Will Happer were the two advising Trump. And I'm going to give you some inside information here. In talking to my contacts in the White House here, Trump actually approved this climate commission, which would have challenged the United Nations Al Gore climate view. And Trump himself was shocked a few months after he had authorized it that it hadn't happened. What happened was Mick Mulvaney, the chief of staff, and others conspired to say, we don't want to deal with this. We don't want anything to do with challenging this. Look what happened to Scott Pruitt. We'd have enough problems. So Trump was undermined by his sort of, we'll call them the establishment aides and other cabinet members. Will Happer himself was shocked that this didn't go through because it was already approved by the president. And then we were told, well, don't worry. In a second term, we're going to do it. Yeah, we're going to do this climate commission. We're going to turn the whole climate debate upside. But we'll wait till a second term. We're too close to the election. They delayed this commission. So Will Happer has had enough. I can't speak for him right now, but he announced his resignation yesterday. He's an 80-year-old Princeton professor who believes that the world is in a carbon dioxide famine, that carbon dioxide does not control the climate. He has 200 peer-reviewed papers. He's one of the foremost experts. President Trump lost the single greatest opportunity in the entire climate debate to challenge the premise with the most credentialed expert and a federal position. He allowed his staff and aides to just poo-poo this and bury it, and now we are left with nothing. We are left with Reagan's second term. We are left with George W. Bush's second term, and what I mean by that is a Republican president's second term is typically capitulating to the media, the mainstream, and any hope of continuing any deregulatory freedom agenda is long gone, and we are seeing that now. President Trump, if he wins re-election, do not expect much. And everything he's already done, he has never challenged the premise of a lot of this stuff.
I absolutely agree with you. And I've heard other reports about how, you know, President Trump will tell people, go ahead and do this. He points somebody there. He thinks it's done. But he doesn't realize how there's this good old boy network of statists who are pushing the UN agenda, who are pushing, business as usual, who are countermanding what he's doing. And, you know, that's why we're not going to get this solved at the federal level. Even when somebody is on your side, there's too many moving parts for one person to control it. And that's the sad truth about what's going on. Absolutely right. Mark Morano, ClimateDepot.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system, so many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3 to 5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant, originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com. As I sit here recording this on the eve of September 11th, 2019, and I look back to that tragic event 18 years ago, it makes me sick to my stomach to be vindicated and have the Fire Department of New York and major construction and engineering firms come out and confirm that bombs were in Tower 1, Tower 2, and of course Building 7.
It's just pancakes.
And that then FBI Director Robert Mueller helped cover the whole thing up with the Saudis. And to know that there's a deep state group working within our government with radical Islam who are using the threat of Islamic terror to take our basic liberties and freedoms while empowering and funding radical Islam to take over the planet. Well, 18 years later, I'm here to tell you that the world is awakened to 9/11 and InfoWars, and our researchers and our guests, our whistleblowers have been vindicated yet again. That's why InfoWars.com is more important than ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have with us Michael Bolton from the 10th Amendment Center. We're going to talk about that solution, as you just heard Mark Moreno say. It's very difficult to get anything done. President Trump thought he had this presidential commission to push back on this UN climate change agenda. It was shut down by other people, by his chief of staff there at the White House, Mick Mulvaney, and other people engineered to make sure that nothing was going to happen. Finally, we've had Scott Pruitt, now Dr. Happer, have now left. And so nothing really is going to be done. It's not going to be done by Rick Perry. Rick Perry, who is now head of the Department of Energy, one of those things that was created by, who was it? Was it Jimmy Carter or Richard Nixon that created that? But nevertheless, it was one of the departments that Rick Perry, once upon a time when he was running for president, said he would get. There's three departments I'm going to get rid of. I was going to get rid of this one, and what was that other one? I can't remember what that was. Remember that famous moment in the debate? Well, that was the Department of Energy. And now he are the Department of Energy. That is him. And he isn't going to get rid of it. He isn't going to minimize what it's doing. He's going to make it bigger and more intrusive into your life. Rick Perry, the guy who tried to force HPV vaccines on school children here in Texas when he was governor, because he had a guy who was one of his chief of staff who went to work for the, it was a revolving door between his chief of staff and the big pharmaceutical company. So he decided he'd mandate vaccines. That was something that was a pretty big deal. But anyway, let's talk a little bit more about rights. We were talking about that earlier. And you had the question from, I don't think it was an honest question, but just kind of a snarky comment from Alyssa Milano. Show me where in the Bible it says we got a God-given right to have a firearm. Well, let's talk about a little bit about that, and not only about that, but about the long tradition of Western civilization. Since you have a right to self-defense, do we have to really argue that with her? But you got a right to self-defense? I mean, that is a right that is supported in the Bible, and you had Ted Cruz point that out to her. As a matter of fact, what Ted Cruz did was he went back and he referenced Mosaic law, Levitical law, talking about things like if a thief is caught breaking in at night or struck a fatal blow, the defender is not guilty of bloodshed. You know, it's kind of interesting that the Bible, the Mosaic law, it was a theocracy as it was originally put in at the time. But it made a distinction between murder and self-defense. And also made a distinction between other things like manslaughter and premeditated murder, right? Different penalties for that, completely different penalties. It's something that we have brought into our own legal system because our legal system is based on Judeo-Christian values. And it's right that we have those types of things in our legal system. Something that was in the Mosaic law that is not in our legal system, unfortunately, is victim compensation. We don't compensate victims. Instead, the criminals compensate government or they get locked up or whatever. There was nothing in the Mosaic law about putting people in cages for a certain period of time. That's something that we put in there that's a stupid idea. And there is no victim compensation at all in our criminal justice system. And it's criminal not to have that there, quite frankly. So, he pointed that out. There's other arguments, quite frankly, that you can make about that, besides just that particular argument about self-defense. There's plenty of times, because, you know, the Bible is also a book of history. Plenty of times, as people pointed out, when the Israelites were expected to have their own weapons, you had David saying to his men, everybody strap on your sword. And they all strapped on their sword. David strapped on his sword, too. They all went about 400 of them out to defend themselves. That's kind of like a posse or a militia. You know, that's something else that was a tradition in the West, still a tradition in Switzerland, that idea that people would be armed. Even Jesus said to his disciples, if you don't have a money bag, get one, get a knapsack. Anybody doesn't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. He told Peter later on, he said, put that sword away after he cut off the ear of a soldier. He said, put that away. He didn't say throw it away. He said, put it away. You're going to need it later to defend yourself and other people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number 3rd bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we've been talking about the challenge that was put out by Alyssa Milano, the actress, to Ted Cruz, to others. Show me where there is some kind of a God-given right to protect yourself. A lot of people struggle with that. We should give an answer, not to her, because she doesn't care what the Bible says. She doesn't care what the Constitution or the Bill of Rights say, as I point out. She doesn't know or care about the history of Western thought. All of those things she rejects. Rejects the foundation of our culture and of our law. Rejects common sense. And there is, you can make a pragmatic argument for this, but as I pointed out before, I did an interview with a Christian missionary in South Africa. His name was Charles Van Wyk, and he famously saved 1,000 people in a church with just 5 bullets. This is a church that was attacked by Marxists, the ANC Marxists, as they were back in the 90s. They went to a liberal church, and they selected that church because they figured, with it being a liberal, mainstream Christian church, nobody there would have any firearms. They said that later on, because after the Marxist Revolution, they gave immunity to people. They said, all you have to do, we'll call it truth and reconciliation, all you have to do is just talk about what you did, and we'll give you a free pass for anything that you did. So they came back in. They said, yeah, we did that. We attacked this church of about 1,000 people. They attacked with hand grenades. They threw the hand grenades in first. And then there was, I think, half dozen or so terrorists, Marxist terrorists. After they threw the hand grenades in, they entered and they started spraying the people in the church with fully automatic machine gun fire. Because, you know, you don't really care whether or not hand grenades or fully automatic machine guns are legal because, you know, murder is illegal. You're going to be doing that anyway, so you don't really care about what weapon you're using. And this guy that I talked to, Van Wyk, had said that as a Christian, he really struggled with whether or not he should have a firearm. And he said he honestly looked at this as a moral issue. He came to the conclusion that he not only had the right to protect himself and other people, but he had a moral obligation to do that. So he started in that very violent situation where people were, you had terrorists roaming the streets with fully automatic weapons. He started carrying a pistol. It was a revolver. It had five shots. And when I did that interview with him, and I had it up on, it got quite a few views, had it up on YouTube before they canceled me the first time, banned me the first time. I guess things like that they don't want to have on YouTube. We'll have to put it up on BitChute, on band.video, and other things. I'll have to link it on my Twitter account. By the way, if you want to follow me there, that's Libertarian on Twitter. I'll put that up and put that out because that needs to be an answer to people like Alyssa Milano. This is an individual who struggled with whether or not there was a God-given right. He determined that, yeah, he not only had a God-given right, but he had a God-given responsibility. And so to give you the overview of that story, when they started doing that, he was all the way up. He says a big auditorium. He was up on the second floor. He's all the way back up in the corner. And he said he pulled out his pistol and he thought, well, I'm not going to be able to hit anything. Just a pistol. They were way, way far. But he figured he needed to do something. So he got down on one knee, took his best shot. And they thought, I'm not hitting anything. And so he went out the back and down and back around the church, and then he took a couple of shots at the guys there. And when it came time for truth and reconciliation, they started recounting that. Then they ran away. They ran away. He ran them away. He only had five shots and a pistol. These guys were, it's one guy against a half dozen guys, and these half dozen guys have hand grenades they've already thrown. They killed about 50 people in the initial assault. But he drove them off. So they didn't kill more than 1,000. They said their intention was to kill every single person in that church, and they had the weapons to do it. He ran them off because they said afterwards, they said, well, that first shot wounded one of them. And then when he came back around the other side and started shooting at him from there, they figured there were multiple people with guns firing back, and they ran away. He saved a lot of people because he realized that he had the obligation, the responsibility to do that. And so that's a pragmatic argument, but we need to have that theoretical argument before we can actually do something practical. We have to understand the traditions behind the laws that we have here in this country. And, you know, in Western civilization, it was predominantly informed by Christianity. But even going back to Plato and Aristotle, this was not anything that you had the hypocrites of the time. That's what they called the actors then. They were called hypocrites, right? We still call them hypocrites here on this program. I call them hypocrites instead of actors because that's what they are. But literally, that's the Greek for actor, hypocrite, you know, play acting, something that you really aren't. And the hypocrites of the time did not challenge Plato and Aristotle when they said that there are certain universal principles that are there that everybody knows about. They called it natural law. Natural law. You know, during the hearings of Clarence Thomas, I've mentioned this before, the thing I remember about that was not so much the Anita Hill stuff, because Anita Hill showed herself to be a hypocrite. Just a couple of years later, she is attacking the women who, many, many, many women, who accused Bill Clinton of violent sexual assault and rape. She defended Bill Clinton against all of those women. And so did the other people who were with Anita. I'm with her. That was the first time with her. I'm with Anita Buttons. I remember that. But the thing that bothered me about that was hearing Joe Biden, who took the lead for the Democrats, coming after Clarence Thomas because Clarence Thomas had supported natural law, natural rights, that whole concept that the United States government is built on in the Declaration of Independence. That we are endowed by our Creator. Now, I understand that it's a bit of a mental leap for Alyssa Milano to make the connection between endowed by our Creator to God-given, but that's basically what this country was founded upon. Endowed by our Creator is the same as saying God-given. And that means that we possess these rights, just as the Greek philosophers would say about natural rights. We possess these above and independent of any political structure. We have these rights because we are human beings. As human beings, we are higher than the animals. We are created in the image of God. We are created with certain inalienable rights, and you're not going to take those away from us because you aren't the one who gave them to us. That's the difference between a right and a privilege. And so this whole idea of natural law by Plato and Aristotle was further refined and actually applied into a systemized theory of Christianity by Thomas Aquinas. He integrated the Aristotelian view into a teleological view, if you will. Okay, what does that mean? You know, on the cross, Christ said, "It is finished." That's the way it's translated. Actually, what he said was "telios." That doesn't mean it's just finished. That means that this is the conclusion, the long looked for conclusion. That's what Christ was saying on the cross. This is the conclusion for which everything has been pointing. Teleos, teleological. And so what Aristotle was saying is we have a conclusive viewpoint of the world that brings this all together. The idea of natural rights. And it's with that background that was understood even by pagan Greek philosophers, Aristotle and Plato, but also put into the bigger picture in a more concrete way by Christian philosophers. That was what informed the founders of this country. That was why they could say that we are endowed by certain creators. Every one of us has rights because we are humans. And to protect those rights, we create governments, right? Why do we create governments? Well, because they're there to deal out justice. If we take a look at, again, go back to the Old Testament, our courts oppose now the righteous. Justice is nowhere to be found. Truth stumbles in the streets and honesty has been outlawed. Yes, truth is gone. Anyone who renounces evil is attacked. The Lord looked and was displeased to find that there was no justice. He was amazed to see that no one intervened to help the oppressed. That's why you have government, Alyssa, is to dispense justice, is not to take away our rights. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can. Happy's is a tincture that you take under the tongue. They've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happy's is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family, because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happy's, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happy's today at InfoWarsLife.com. Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over the counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed that their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, super silver skin cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price. And it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your super silver skin cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this, September 10th. There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3 to 5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, and it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Here we're going to have the 10th Amendment Center join us. We're going to have Michael Bolton joining us in the next segment, and we're going to talk about some solutions here, because the solutions are not going to be found in Washington. They're not. You're going to have our system of government. The founders who understood these, understood human nature, they understood the corrupting power, the power of corruption once you get into power. That's why they created a system of checks and balances, of divided government within Washington, and dividing power between Washington, retaining most of the power to the states and to the people. Don't talk about states' rights. States don't have rights. States, though, have reserved power. We're going to be talking about that coming up in the next segment. You people have rights, and you better stand up for them, because they're coming after them in every way that you can imagine. It's absolutely amazing how they're coming after them. And if you want to know how this works, again, this is not theory. This is not something that we can't do in the modern world. We've just seen it done with marijuana. Medical marijuana is now legal in 2/3 of the states. Think about that. Why? Because the people and the state legislatures use their constitutional power under the 9th and 10th Amendment. That's why even Jeff Sessions would not come against that. The United Nations, when they created the prohibitions, they listed marijuana right up there at the top, so that it had absolutely no medical value. They made it a class one, schedule one drug. And those schedules with all the drugs in them had been created 10 years before Richard Nixon brought them in with his war on drugs, his declared war on drugs. He just copied that, the way many Republican legislators will copy the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC. They'll go there, they'll say, here's the regulations that we want you to put in, the new laws. Just put the state's name up at the top and sign it down here at the bottom and turn in your homework. Well, that's what Richard Nixon did for the United Nations with the war on drugs. Conservatives, I know you don't want people getting addicted to drugs. I don't want to get addicted to, I don't want to take drugs. I've never taken drugs. But I got to tell you, what we're addicted to is federal power. We're addicted to federal money. And if we don't want it, if we turn our back on it, we can nullify at the state level. There are many different ways that we can do that. So we're going to talk about the power, the problems that we have, and the power to do something about it. We are not helpless unless we decide that the government should do everything. I want to look at the top of the Drudge Report, and people say, well, we had 150 judges appointed by President Trump. Well, that's good. They're not going to be, hopefully, as crazy as the Democrats. But you understand, they're still career politicians. And how many times have we seen judges at the Supreme Court or at the district court level that were appointed by conservative presidents go rogue. Well, they're not really going rogue. They were always career bureaucrats, and career bureaucrats are going to have a statist inclination, and so that's the direction that you're going to expect them to go, and they do go that direction. All right, coming up in the next segment, as I said, we're going to be talking about the 10th Amendment. Before we get there, I've got some more that I want to say about fundamental rights and gun rights especially, but I also want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com and the debate that's coming up tonight, because there's going to be a Democrat debate. I know they're pretty much in 100% agreement about open borders, about gun control, about taking every choice in your life. These people who call themselves pro-choice, no, they're just anti-human. They're anti-life is what they are. But they're going to have their discussion tonight. Let's put it that way. And so if you want to watch that live, we're going to have live coverage at InfoWars.com/debate. So we're going to begin at 6 p.m. Central. You know, it costs money for bandwidth, not just to keep the lights on here, but it costs a lot of money to do that. And you have kept us on air, and we really do appreciate that with your support and with the products that you buy at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got some specials right now. We got a couple of new products, as I've mentioned before, Super Silver, our skin cream with coconut oil, vitamin E, many other natural ingredients that are going to help to condition your skin, but also with nano silver that's going to fight bacteria and virus. And you can get that right now. That's our newest product. Well, actually, it's not our newest product now. We just came out with Chill Force. That's our newest product. That is a lot of natural ingredients that are going to help you to relax. At the end of the day, that's the way that you have to de-stress. And believe me, I know this is a very stressful job. And I've tried Chill Force, and it is great in terms of relaxation. I love Brain Force because it helps me to focus and to recall. But at the end of the day, it's nice to be able to chill out with Chill Force. And you can get it right now, 40% off out of the gate, or you can save 50% off if you get it in combo with Brain Force. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. Okay, so Ted Cruz and Alyssa Milano, they have this little back and forth on Twitter. They agree to get together. They have an hour-long conversation about gun rights in America. Some of the interesting things that came out of that, however, were, again, we talk about actors and actresses going back to Greece. They were called hypocrites because they were playing something they weren't. And, of course, they are hypocrites when it comes to the policies. I don't know why we should really care what Alyssa Milano says about gun control, since she doesn't care what Western civilization has understood for millennia. She doesn't understand what the founders of this country understood centuries ago. She doesn't understand the pragmatic or the philosophical underpinnings of our law and our Constitution. You explain to her this stuff, but other people do. So it's important to have that conversation because other people are looking on. And so one of the things that came out of this that I thought was kind of interesting, she said, I have two guns in my household for self-defense. Whoa, wait a minute. Seriously, she's got guns for self-defense? Isn't that amazing? You know, one of the things that she tweeted out back in May was, tell me again how the GOP is quote-unquote pro-life when they won't vote for a bill that already passed the House that would make the country safer from gun control. Yeah, well, you don't think that we're pro-life? I think that we are pro-life because, as she realized here, she's got them for self-defense. Is she defending her life and the life of people there? That, Alyssa, is pro-life. I don't think, Alyssa, you've bragged about having abortions and you pushed that pretty hard. I don't think that you are pro-life. I don't think you're pro-choice either. Because you and your ilk, as I pointed out earlier in this program, I played some of the comments from RFK Jr. as people there don't care what your choices are about vaccines. They don't care about your informed choice. They don't care about women's health. They don't care about children's health. They don't care about men's health. They don't care about you. They don't care about your life. And they don't care about your choice. They will not let you take certain things like, your own stem cells. You can't use that. No, that's going to be prohibited. They don't have a problem with that. Right? So you're not going to be allowed to make your choices about health care or about education. Or about what you say on social media. They don't support any of those choices. They're not pro-choice. But you know, when you look at some of the things that Ted Cruz said, I find this to be very dangerous on the other side. Ted Cruz said, well, I support the Second Amendment, but I also support some proposed legislation that will do something about background checks to make everybody safer. We could pass these reforms right now and make our country safer. No, Ted, the way you make the country safer is to make it freer. You get safety comes after liberty. You don't trade your liberty for safety. I am an absolutist, as the people who understood human nature were when they wrote the Constitution. Did prohibiting alcohol or drugs, they had a back and forth about machine guns. Well, you know, the guys that used machine guns last were the people like Babyface Nelson, Bonnie and Clyde. They didn't care about that. They also didn't care about laws against bank robbery or murder, did they?
We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number third bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that could cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price. 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com. There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLive.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3-5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com. Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed with their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th. As I sit here recording this on the eve of September 11th, 2019, and I look back to that tragic event 18 years ago, it makes me sick to my stomach to be vindicated and have the Fire Department of New York and major construction and engineering firms come out and confirm that bombs were in Tower 1, Tower 2, and of course Building 7.
It's just pancakes.
And that then FBI Director Robert Mueller helped cover the whole thing up with the Saudis. And to know that there's a deep state group working within our government with radical Islam who are using the threat of Islamic terror to take our basic liberties and freedoms while empowering and funding radical Islam to take over the planet. Well, 18 years later, I'm here to tell you that the world is awakened to 9/11, and InfoWars and our researchers and our guests, our whistleblowers, have been vindicated yet again. That's why InfoWars.com is more important than ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. We'll be right back. using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Michael Bolden, and he is with the 10th Amendment Center. You'll find them at 10thamendmentcenter.com. And again, you spell that T-E-N-T-H. 10th, and spell it out, Amendment Center. 10th Amendment Center. And you can also find them on Twitter at 10th Amendment, on Facebook, and on YouTube. You'll find them as 10th Amendment Center. One of the things that they tweet out in the last couple of days, and I absolutely agree with this. I wanted to have Michael Bolden on to talk about this, and I apologize. I told some of the callers who waited a long time yesterday to call in about 9/11. I said, we'll have you on today. I apologize. I will do that tomorrow because I do want to talk about 9/11 post 9/11. It's not just on the anniversary, but I want to talk about how it has transformed our country. And that was one of the things that the 10th Amendment tweeted out. At their, again, their Twitter handle is at 10th Amendment. You spell both of those out, T-E-N-T-H. They said, never forget, but also never be railroaded, essentially, into, in a moment of tragedy or crisis, never be railroaded into a decision that is going to completely alter the way that we are set up. And I'm paraphrasing that here because I don't have the tweet in front of me. But joining us now is Michael Bolden. Let's talk about that, Michael. Let's talk about how that questionable narrative, whether or not people believe it, even if you believe that everything the government said is true, what was done in the aftermath of that is absolutely horrific, isn't it?
Absolutely, David, and thank you for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity to chat about this. But we were warned about exactly what we're facing today over and over and over by the founders and the great old revolutionaries. John Adams, back when I thought he was awesome, back in 1776, he wrote this letter, Thoughts on Government, and he, I forget the guy's name, was George somebody, but he basically said, fear is the foundation of most governments. Fear. So yes. When you think about fear, and Adams specifically said, fear makes men stupid and miserable. His words, not mine. So he recognized that when people are scared, they become dumb and they ask government to do way more than it ever should. But we were warned about this. James Madison then in 1798, writing to his good buddy Thomas Jefferson, told us that it was a universal truth. Again, Madison's words, a universal truth that the loss of liberty at home would be charged to provisions against danger. And he said, get this, conspiracy theorist James Madison, real or pretended, from abroad. So it doesn't matter whether the threat from abroad is real or pretended. Madison recognized that governments would use the fear of that threat to increase their own power at the expense of our liberty. We were told about this over and over and over, but we haven't paid attention. Obviously, we all went to government-run or government-approved schools, so we were taught that the solution to all of our problems is government, and that has caused a serious problem for liberty ever since.
Yeah, you know, when I look at this, and it is right for us to mourn the loss, the personal loss of so many people on 9/11, and I'm not saying we shouldn't do that, but I'm saying the danger when we do that and we focus on that solely, and learn the wrong lessons from this. When we do that, what it does is it feeds this panic. And we see this happening after shooting events. So there's all these calls for draconian measures, not only gun control, but now to surveil the American people and to profile us psychologically, to enact red flag laws, to take the guns and do the due process later. Maybe we just don't do the due process at all. Maybe we just commit you to an asylum because we've read your tweets and we've decided without you present that we're going to do something to you. This is the hallmark of tyranny, of dictatorship, and it is always fed by a tragedy. And that's what we have to be on guard against. And, you know, when I looked at the remarks of President Trump, very sympathetic, very emotional, heartfelt comments about people's personal loss. But he completely ignored what he said on day one, which was, I don't see how this narrative could even possibly be true. He's completely ignored what he said as a candidate, saying, we're not going to continue these continuous wars that we've had. And you know, we have been in a state of war ever since September 11th, with multiple countries, never having a definition of what winning looks like here. And now they've gone to war in many other ways with American people in our own country.
We've been treated like enemy combatants, really. We're scanned, searched, frisked, denial of due process, attacks on our right to keep and bear arms. We've been ripped off through the manipulation of the monetary system through the Federal Reserve, which fuels the funding for the imperial state, which gives us war around the world endlessly. This has all been through the excuse of fear. We, the people, are afraid that people in caves are going to come here to murder us when we have more guns on earth than anybody, and we should actually even have more and more of them. The founders wanted the people, the average people, to have military style weapons, not only to be able to defeat a tyrannical government at home, but also to reduce the need for any type of a large standing army. Because if the people are armed up, then you don't have to have this massive military force. James Madison told us that a war is the parent of armies, debts, and taxes. And those three things are the known instruments for putting the many under the domination of the few. So we were told about this. Next week, we have Constitution Day, 232 years of since September 17th, 1787, and also the anniversary of George Washington's famous farewell address, farewell warnings. A lot of people will tell us, we'll learn next week. We'll hear about warnings against political parties, of course. That was really serious stuff. But he also warned us about turning a blind eye to changing the Constitution by his word, usurpations. If you basically allow government through fear or because you like the particular policy to take more power for itself than it should have, he said this is the way that free governments are destroyed. We've certainly allowed that to happen through things like the Patriot Act, indefinite detention under the NDAA. And with gun control, we have to look back to the foundation of this, especially on the federal level. If you look back to 1934, the National Firearms Act shouldn't even exist. Neither should the ATF. So soon as these agencies, soon as these foundational so-called laws, and I put that in quotes because they really aren't laws under the Constitution, they're laws by power and by fiat. Soon as they exist, someone's going to expand them. Someone's going to come up with a new definition and say that a bump stock accessory is now a machine gun, and then that can be banned. And what would a President Warren do with that type of foundation? She's going to try to go absolutely nuts. Although I would make the case, though, that like when Obama was in office, Republicans who are on the margins will actually act as opposition. But when you have a Republican president, they basically just get out of the way, and things sometimes get even worse.
That's right. Say, trust the plan, trust the man. And that's like, we've got a plan, we got the Constitution, we got the Bill of Rights, and the people who wrote that said, trust no man. Especially when he approaches the precious jewel of liberty. So, you know, we look at this, we've been talking about the different problems here. Look, you don't have to theorize that Elizabeth Warren is going to do gun control and many other things by executive order, because Kamala Harris has already said, I'm going to give, if I'm president, I'm going to give him 100 days, and then I'm going to ban guns by executive order. And it was President Trump who did that by the first example. He did it, you know, he banned an accessory which has never been regulated. They never presumed that they had the authority to regulate it, and they don't. As you pointed out, there's no authority for the ATF to even exist.
I'm sorry to jump in, but David, but the Obama administration actually said they didn't even have the authority ban bump stocks. So the Trump administration on this particular accessory is even worse. But that means it's going to set the foundation for more in the future. Whether it's going to be suppressors or so-called assault weapons, it doesn't matter. Once you turn a blind eye to violations of the Constitution, whether you like the team doing it or you like the end result, sooner or later politicians are going to treat the limits of the Constitution like they don't exist at all. If we aren't there yet, we are pretty darn close.
Well, you talked about usurpation, and we've talked about the problems in this segment. In the next segment, we're going to talk about solutions, because the solution, folks, is not once every 4 years you get to have a vote, or even every 2 years. The solution is not getting the right people to appoint the right Supreme Court justices. We're going to talk about the real solutions when we come back. We're talking to Michael Bolden of the 10th Amendment Center. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3 to 5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com. Happy's is a tincture that you take under the tongue. They've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happy's is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. And your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happy's, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happy's today at InfoWarsLife.com. I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can. Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed with their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, it wasn't that long ago that we were told we were crazy if we said they're watching you on your computer. They were watching you everywhere. And it was like, you're paranoid, you're conspiracy theorists. No, they're not watching you. Well, no, there is no question that they're watching you. Everything that they're doing right now, they're watching you. They are getting very formal about rolling out facial recognition You know, there was just a study. You got an article about this at the 10th Amendment, Michael, and I want to talk about that article that you got. California Senate passes a bill to ban facial recognition on police body cameras, but that's not the only place that they're putting it up. I mean, you know, you look at the most surveilled cities throughout the world. Atlanta makes the top, was it top 10 or top 20? I think it was the top 20. You had London was right smack dab in the middle of the Chinese. They're the only ones in the top 10 was London besides Chinese cities. But this is a pattern that is rolling out everywhere. And Michael, you know, the thing before we get into some of the solutions about this, Pew Research did a study and they found that 56% of Americans trust law enforcement agencies to use facial recognition responsibly, whatever that means. 59% of Americans thought it was acceptable for law enforcement to use facial recognition in public spaces. The interesting thing about this, Michael, is that, this was skewed heavily. The people who approved of this was skewed heavily to older people, white people, you know, blacks and Hispanics were more skeptical of this. So it was older white Republicans who were trusting the police with facial recognition because evidently they don't understand what's already happened in China. So that doesn't surprise me that it would be the California Senate where they would pass a bill to ban facial recognition. Your comments on this?
Well, I mean, I've read the Fourth Amendment, and I know that my person, house, paper, and affected. My person includes my face. And when they do facial recognition, it's two steps. They have one camera that's scanning your face and the other one that's matching you to a database. So they are storing my person somewhere when they're doing that without a warrant based on probable cause. So this is really bad stuff. This is mass warrantless surveillance to the next level. We see what's happening in Hong Kong. And certainly, for whatever reason, Republicans seem to trust law enforcement far more than they should. Law enforcement is part of government, and government at higher and higher levels pushes local law enforcement to do granular mass surveillance for the national security state. They collect all this information through local surveillance, whether it's facial recognition, stingray devices, automated license plate readers, red light cameras. They pass it along through information sharing environment, ISE, which came out of 9/11 and the Patriot Act, or fusion centers. So someone in Boise, Idaho, going through a red light camera, the police here in Los Angeles, they can look up where you are and have a record of your transportation because all these agencies are sharing all the data and they're collecting it based on absolutely nothing. So yes, here in California yesterday, the state Senate passed AB 1215. It has one final vote in the assembly to go to the governor. It will be a 3-year ban on the use of facial recognition or any other biometrics in police body cameras. We warned years ago that putting body cameras, this came out of the Ferguson things, the riots, hey, you have to have more police accountability, but just putting cameras on them, they're going to use it as a surveillance tool. And we know that's how it's going to play out. And that's why the law enforcement lobby unions are aggressively working to try to kill this type of legislation. It's only a 3-year ban in California if it passes. And that's because most of the organizations, ACLU and others, when they were working to lobby in support of the bill, rather than saying warrantless mass surveillance is illegal, they focused on a racial issue. And they said facial recognition incorrectly identifies people of color way more often. This is correct. But if that's the only reason that you're opposing it, then they have no reason to ban it permanently. They said, you know, we don't need a permanent ban. We'll cut it down to 7. They cut it to 7. Well, we can fix it in 3 years. So now, instead of having a permanent ban, which was passed by the state assembly, the Senate now amended it to 3 years because all they focused on was race. This is a stupid strategy rather than focusing on the founding principles.
Therefore, if we can make the police surveillance state equal opportunity,
equal to everybody,
we're fine with that, right?
Yeah, that's basically that's the message. That's the message they've given them. We just don't want it to be unequal. And, you know, you shouldn't trust government ever. Never trust government, even the so-called good guys, because whatever power you give someone you like today is going to be used by someone that you don't like in the future against you.
And that's why we have divided government. That's why we have the Bill of Rights, because as you pointed out earlier, Madison was talking about, threats, real or pretended.
Yes.
He also said the means of defense abroad are going to become the instruments of tyranny at home. They didn't want to have a standing army, and that includes a standing army of people who are called police officers. You know, if you look at the number of police officers that we have here, it's already a standing army here. But we need to be careful about that, because as bad as terrorism is, as bad as crime is, when the government starts to act criminal, when the government begins to terrorize its own citizens, that's when things get really serious. And people aren't paying attention to what's actually already being done in China with this technology, how they are punishing and acting criminally to shut down individuals there who don't toe the line. And it isn't simply because you jaywalked. I mean, you get an instant ticket if you jaywalk there, because of their biometric surveillance. But it's also about coming after people because of their political beliefs or religious beliefs. This is something that has been at the very core of the partnership between big government, between DARPA and the tech companies, the big brotherhood that's there. This geospatial intelligence to map out everybody's activity, to dominate the human domain. I mean, this has been their goal. This has been their whole, the fastest growing part of the surveillance state for the last 20 years. But I think it also shows, we're talking about this, we can, if we do it the right way, we can move this stuff back and stop this usurpation at the state level. That's the key thing, isn't it?
Or even the local level. Mind you, San Francisco, of all cities, was the first city in the country to ban facial recognition surveillance by all government agencies. Somerville, Massachusetts followed suit. Oakland passed similar legislation. There's a bill pending in Michigan that's going to be up for a hearing, Senate Bill 342, next week, Tuesday. Actually, it might be Thursday. It's either the 17th or the 19th to ban the use of facial recognition across the entire state. We think that states and localities can follow this lead, because the federal government is pushing this type of technology on the states and local law enforcement through grant programs and the like, and we need to say no to it on a state and local level. And this is what the founders told us. Madison told us in Federalist 48, you cannot rely on the Constitution. He called it a mere parchment barrier. You can't rely on even the greatest constitution in history to enforce itself. We, the people, have to, in our states and our local communities, say no. Now, we're talking about facial recognition, but the same can be said about the right to keep and bear arms. I don't understand why there are not 300 gun rights sanctuary cities in red states around the country refusing to participate in the enforcement of gun control. People need to get some backbone and stop helping the federal government violate our natural right to keep and bear arms.
That's the key thing. You know, we've seen this happen, as I pointed out before, and as you pointed out, we've seen the Ninth and Tenth Amendment exercised to stop this federal prohibition of the use of marijuana, both as medical marijuana and even as recreational marijuana. The federal government has no authority to do that. They had to pass a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol. They never did that for any of these other drugs under the drug war. And so if any of these drugs that people wanted to have access to, for medical purposes, marijuana was a good example, but it is an example of state nullification as a peaceful and a modern example of shutting down federal usurpation. I don't understand why the conservatives aren't doing this on a variety of issues, whether it is guns or whether it is the definition of marriage. Many of these other federal intrusions into our individual lives could be shut down by conservatives getting together and doing the same thing that many liberals have done to support marijuana use, recreational, because there's a lot of conservatives who understand that marijuana has got a medical use as well now.
Well, even if you oppose medical marijuana and recreational marijuana, like you're saying, it doesn't even matter. We have something to learn. I always tell conservatives, you know what? No one's complaining about immigration sanctuary cities because they're afraid to hear what they have to say. No one's just being a snowflake about and scared. They're complaining about them because the refusal to participate in the enforcement of federal immigration laws is seriously crippling federal immigration enforcement efforts. So what I have done, and I think other people should do, I've read through about 200 immigration sanctuary laws or ordinances around the country, maybe 150, maybe 250, a lot of them. So I understand the strategy that they're using and why it works. And the same thing should be implemented in League City, Texas, in Boise, Idaho, in Northern California, in Oklahoma. Simply stop participating in the enforcement of each and every federal law that violates the right to keep and bear arms. And that is all of them.
And also Supreme Court decisions. You know, you don't agree with the Supreme Court decision about the beginning of life, then you start at the local level. And we didn't even get to fully informed juries because that,
right.
You know, not even at the state level, not even at the city level, but at the level of 12 people, if they don't completely shut down your due process, that is. Thank you for joining us, Michael Bolden, 10th Amendment Center. And you can spell that out, T-E-N-T-H, 10thamendmentcenter.com. Thank you so much. That's our broadcast.